The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 34, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 14th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, text number 34, Bhagavad Gita. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Translation. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord Himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharamang tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path, nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect.
Om Agyanatimanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Didati Svapadantikam.
So, this is one of the most important verses in the entire Vedic wisdom. If we want to make actual advancement in Krishna consciousness, then we must follow this instruction of Sri Krishna. Sometimes the neophyte practitioner of Krishna consciousness thinks that he will become Krishna conscious without accepting a guru. He thinks that he will simply accept Krishna as his spiritual master. Krishna is our spiritual master, there is no doubt. We must accept Krishna as our spiritual master. But what does accepting a spiritual master mean? It means obedience. So Krishna is given an order here. If someone has actually accepted Krishna as my master, then he must obey this order. If Krishna had wanted us to only accept him as the spiritual master, this verse would have been stated differently. It would have said, just try to learn the truth by approaching me. Inquire from me submissively and render service unto me. I can impart knowledge unto you because I have seen the truth. If Krishna had wanted you to accept him as the guru, that's what he would have said. Krishna is not afraid of saying me. He says it again and again throughout the whole Gita. How many times does he say me? Manmano mamabad bhakto majaji mang namaskaru mam vashishi yuktvai vang atmanang matpadayana. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me. Certainly you will come to me. Sarvadharman Purit Jaja, surrender to me. Krishna says me, 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 me throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita. But in this verse he doesn't say me.
Krishna казва мене, мене през цялата Бхагавад Гита, но в този стих той не казва аз, мене.
He says guru.
Той казва guru.
You should approach the spiritual master.
Трябва да се обърнеш към духовен учител.
So we have to understand them.
Така че трябва да, да го разберем.
And this is confirmed in the Mundaka Upanishad.
И това се потвърждава в Мундака Упанишад.
Tadviganartam sagarume va bigachat. You must approach Guru if you want to realize the highest truth.
Трябва да се обърнеш към Гуру, ако искаш да реализираш най-висшата истина.
It is confirmed also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tasmad Gurum Prapadjai Cha Jugashu Shreya Uttamam.
Това се потвърждава и в Шримад Бхагаватам.
If you want to realize that which is ultimately beneficial,
ако искаш да реализираш това, което е най-
then you must approach. Then you must approach the bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation.
Тогава трябва да се обърнеш към духовен учител и да приемаш подслон при него чрез посвещение.
But still someone says, well, that's all right, but I'll just advance without having a spiritual master.
Някой може да каже, това е добре, но аз ще напредна и без духовен учител.
But Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Devotion, in the introduction, that unless you have a guru, the connection with Krishna doesn't even take place. You may have a very nice lamp. And you may have a very good, suitable powerhouse here in Sofia. But if this lamp is not plugged into the powerhouse, you're going to get zero light out of it. So the spiritual master is the plug. The socket where you put the plug into. Until you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, you are not connected with Krishna. That's what Prabhupada said. So guru is very, very important. For those of you who observe Mangal Arti every day, you know we sing a very beautiful song.
За тези от вас, които следват Мангал Арти всеки ден, знаете, че там се пее една много хубава песен.
Гурваштакам.
Гурваштакам.
Яша прашадахан Бхагават прашадо, Яша прашаданагати кутопи. You see. Vishila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of the great acharyas in our Sampradaya, has stated very clearly.
Shila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, един от великите ачарии в нашата Сампрадая, е казал много ясно.
By the mercy of the spiritual master, one makes spiritual advancement.
По милостта на духовния учител, човек прави осъществява духовен напредък.
Without his grace, you don't make any progress.
Без неговата милост не може да направите никакъв напредък.
And then he says, Dayam stuvam stasya yasastri sanjam vande guroshi charanaravindam. He said, therefore, one should always remember and worship his spiritual master, and at least three times a day he should offer his respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of his spiritual master.
Човек трябва да почита духовния си, да обожава духовния си учител и поне три пъти на ден да отдава смирените си почитания на него.
If you want to get a very easy way to understand the importance of the spiritual master, just study how Prabhupada talked about his spiritual master.
Ако искате да разберете наистина важността на духовния учител, просто се запознайте с това как Шрил Прабхупада говори за собствения си духовен учител.
Just try to understand the feelings that Srila Prabhupada had for his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Просто вижте чувството, което Шрил Прабхупада има към своя духовен учител Шрил Бхакти Сиданта Сарасвати.
And then you will understand how important is the spiritual master to the disciple.
И така ще разберете тогава ще разберете колко наистина важен е духовният учител за ученик.
The very first point that Srila Prabhupada makes in his purport is this.
Първата точка, която Шрила Прабхупада прави в своя коментар, е тази.
The path of spiritual realization.
Пътят на духовната реализация
is undoubtedly very difficult.
Е несъмнено много труден.
Therefore, he's saying the Lord advises us to approach the spiritual master.
Затова той казва Бог ни съветва да се обърнем към духовен учител.
What does this mean when Prabhupada says this?
Какво означава това, когато Прабхупад казва това?
This means by approaching the spiritual master.
Това означава като се обърнем към духовен учител.
It's no longer difficult.
Това вече не е трудно.
By the mercy of Guru it becomes easy.
По милостта на Гуру това става лесно.
So, would you rather have difficulty in Krishna consciousness?
И така вие.
Would you rather have an easy path?
Какво бихте предпочели, да имате трудности или да имате да пътя ви да е лесен?
It's your choice.
Изборът е ваш.
Would you like to have an easy pathway back to home, back to Godhead?
Искате ли пътя ви към обратно към
Krishna? Would you like to have a rough or a rough road?
Или искате един много трънлив път?
Full of potholes and detours.
Пълен с отклонени.
What would you like?
И дубки.
You can choose. You can take the lotus feet of Guru or you can take your own mental speculation.
Трябва да решите какво може да изберете. Трябва да може да изберете.
Because that's the reality. If you don't take shelter of Guru, you're just going on your own. You're taking your mind as Guru, actually. Mano ratta.
Защото това е истината. Ако не приемете духовен учител, приемате ума си за духовен учител.
And the chariot of the mind.
Mana ratta. Колесницата на ума.
Where do you think your mind will take you?
Къде си мислите, че ума ви, че ще ви отведе ума ви?
Do you think it will take you back to Godhead?
Мислите ли, че ще ви отведе обратно при Бога?
Or do you think it will keep you in the cycle of birth and death?
Държи в кръга на раждането и смъртта.
You've been following your mind for millions of lifetimes.
Може да следвате ума си милиони животи.
Where has it gotten you?
Вие сте го правили вече.
It's gotten you another rotting body here in Sofia, Bulgaria.
И сте получили още едно гнищо тяло тук в София, в България.
Isn't it? Another damn rotting body here in Bulgaria. There's a saying. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. Is it enough?
Не ви ли стига?
Does it satisfy you?
Това удовлетворява ли?
So you have to carefully study, is it worth following my mind for another lifetime?
Така че трябва внимателно да изучите дали си струва да следвате ума си още един живот.
Even if you're not sure about Krishna consciousness.
Дори ако не сте сигурни за Кришна съзнание.
Even if you say, well, it sounds pretty good, but I don't know, maybe it's hype.
Дори ако си кажете, това звучи доста добре, ма всъщност може би е.
My question for you is this.
Може би е хипотеза.
What do you have to lose by trying it for one lifetime?
Моя въпрос към вас е, какво ще загубите, ако опитате за един живот?
You've been caught in the cycle of birth and death for millions of births.
Вие сте пленени в кръговрата на раждането и смъртта за.
If Krishna consciousness is hype, what will it hurt you if you spend one lifetime chanting Hare Krishna?
Ако Кришна съзнание е просто хипотеза, какво ще загубите, ако прекарате един живот в.
If it was hype, you'll simply take birth again, that's all.
Просто ще се видите отново, това всичко.
You won't lose anything. But if it's true, you'll go back to Godhead. So why not take the gamble? Give it a try. Haven't you tried everything else? In your millions of lifetimes? You've been a Brahmaji. You've been an Indra. You've been a prime minister. You've been a dog. You've been a cat. You've been a heterosexual. You've been a homosexual. You've been a bisexual. You've tried everything in your millions of lifetimes. And where has it gotten you? You're simply stuck in another rotting corpse, that's all. So why not give one lifetime to Guru and Krishna? And see what is the result. If Krishna is indeed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you're going to win the greatest fortune. And even if he's not, you're going to have fun chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasadam. Who has food like this? Who has music like this? Who has such wonderful friends like we have with each other, you see? These are the Hare Krishna people, the most wonderful people that I've ever met anywhere in the world. I travel all over the world. With Mataji and I, we travel all over the world. We simply want to know, where are the Hare Krishna people? They're the best people. This material world is like a vast desert. But the Hare Krishna people, they are like oasis in the desert. So in this way, what do you have to lose? You have a wonderful life with beautiful music, wonderful food, beautiful people. And if it's really true, then you attain the spiritual world. You'll never get sick. You'll never get old. And you'll never die. But you know something? It really is true. Krishna really is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you will devote your life to Him through the medium of the bona fide spiritual master, if you will devote your life to Krishna through the medium of the bona fide spiritual master, you will regain your eternal identity in the spiritual world. Therefore, we invite you all to chant Hare Krishna. Under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. And be happy. Shri Shri Garnitai ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Sadbhuja ki jai. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Се казва, че тук се осъждат сляпото следване и предизвикателните въпроси.
In the purpose, he said that here are condemned the blind
following.
and challenging questions.
Yes, that's right.
If you can say something about overcoming this mood.
Yes. In the Bhagavad Gita, both, as Prabhupada explains here, blind following is condemned and absurd inquiries are condemned.
Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada казва, че се осъждат в коментара осъждат сляпото следване и абсурдните запитвания.
This means you should not accept these things without understanding how they are true.
Това означава, че не трябва да приемате тези неща без да разбирате.
For example, if I asked you, is Krishna God? And you said, yes, Krishna is God. Then I ask you, how do you know that Krishna is God? And you say, well, I don't know. That's blind following, you see. You have to be able to explain how you know that Krishna is God.
Обясните как знаете, откъде знаете, че Кришна е Бог.
And this is quite easy to understand.
Това е съвсем лесно да се разбере.
The great sage Parashuramuni,
великият мъдрец Парашарамуни,
has given the test by which we can determine who is God.
На него му бил даден един тест, с който той може да установи.
He explains that God is Bhagavan. Bhaga means opulence.
Bhaga означава богатство.
And van means the possessor of.
А ван означава притежателят.
So what are the different types of bhaga or opulences?
И така, бага, бага, ван означава различни, този който притежава различни.
There are six primary types of opulences.
Има шест основни вида богатство.
Power,
сила,
beauty,
красота,
renunciation,
отреченост,
knowledge,
знание,
wealth,
богатство,
and fame.
И слава.
Power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, and fame. These are the six opulences. So whoever possesses these six opulences in greater quantity than anyone else, that person is God. So you can tell the person that so far we have seen Krishna has more of these opulences than anyone else. Therefore we accept that Krishna is God. But if you can bring someone else who has more of these six opulences than Krishna, then we will accept that person as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, you can tell that person, you can say, my dear sir, if you can show me that you have more power, more beauty, more renunciation, more knowledge, more wealth, and more fame than Krishna, and I will bow down at your feet and accept you as God. So my dear sir, try to understand that we do not blindly accept Krishna as God. We accept Krishna as God on the basis of scientific evidence.
Ние приемаме Кришна за Бог на основата на научни доказателства.
So in this way, blind following is condemned.
Така че тук сляпото следване се осъжда.
Now what about absurd inquiries? If one doesn't really want to understand, if one is inquiring without a view of trying to understand what is being spoken, and is simply trying to defeat the speaker.
Ако някой не опитва чрез въпросите си да разбере какво е било казано, просто се опитва да предизвика говорещи.
That's an absurd inquiry.
Това е несъстоятелно запитване.
One should not approach a spiritual master to insult him or try to defeat him.
Това, човек не трябва да се обръща към духовния си учител, като го оскърбява и опитва да го предизвика.
One should take advantage of the presence of a self-realized soul to learn something from him, how you can also become a self-realized soul.
Човек трябва да се възползва от присъствието на себе реализирала се душа, за да научи нещо от него, как самия той да стане така.
So, are there any other questions? Yeah.
Много от коментарите на Шрила Прабхупада намираме съвета, че духовен учител никога не бива да се напуска, ученика не бива да напуска духовен учител. Има само рядко може да се случи това, изключително рядко, когато духовен учител има някакво неправилно поведение. Но аз, въпрос ми е такъв. Ученика никога няма квалификация да може няма квалификация да прецени постъпките на духовния учител. Как може да разбере той момент? Според мен никога не бива да напуска духовния учител. И въпросът ми е кой трябва, коя тая личност, която да му каже, че твоя духовен учител сега трябва да бъде напуснат.
Шрила Прабхупада has said in many purports that one should never leave his spiritual master, but in some rare cases when the spiritual master has some incorrect behavior or something, it is pointed that it should be done, but the disciple cannot have no qualification to judge the behavior of his spiritual master, and in that case what should be the...
If the spiritual master doesn't, the disciple...
He has no qualification to judge the deeds of his guru, and in that case how...
Why the disciple doesn't... The disciple should be well... Disciple means one should be well read in Prabhupada's books.
Защо да няма? Ученик означава, че човек трябва да е добре запознат, добре да е чел книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
We want we instruct all of our disciples in ISKCON, of all the gurus, everyone must read Prabhupada's books very thoroughly and completely.
Ние казваме на всички ученици, на всички учители в ISKCON, че трябва да четат книгите на Шрила Прабхупада напълно.
So even if by some chance the spiritual master falls into difficulty, the disciple will be strong because he has read Prabhupada's books very thoroughly.
Така че дори духовният учител да изпадне в някакво затруднение, ученикът трябва да може да бъде силен, понеже е чел книгите на Прабхупад много добре. She asked, who can tell that really the guru has fallen something?
Yes, the Teshang chatata yuktanang bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upiyanti te. If one has followed all the instructions of Krishna very carefully,
ако човек е следвал всички инструкции на Кришна много внимателно,
with full sincerity,
с пълно искреност, напълно искрено,
then Krishna will give you the intelligence to know.
Тогава Кришна ще ви даде интелигентността да разберете.
Simply one has to be sincere and Krishna will give all intelligence.
Просто трябва да сте искрени и Кришна ще ви даде цялата интелигентност.
Questions more?
Сутринта в лекцията Санкшан показва, че трябва да разберем какво е Кришна съзнание посредством четене книгите на Шрила Прабхупада. Обаче практически специално виждам, нали, за себе си и за доста от преминали, специално в България, че поради една или друга причина редовното четене на книги почти не много рядко срещано специално в България. Нали, и също така съм чувал, че когато практически има нещо за вършене, може да се остави теорията. Нали, дали точно така или трябва да наложим четене всеки ден, като, нали, като сядам.
In the lecture in the morning, you mentioned that Srila Prabhupada said that the disciple has to understand what is Krishna consciousness through the regular reading of his book, of the books of Srila Prabhupada. And but here in Bulgaria, it happens to be quite a rare. Many devotees do not do that. He doesn't do that because he has no good opportunity. And
then you can get some MP3 player and listen to lectures through headset while you're doing things. Just like today, I shaved my head, and I had heard a very nice lecture of Prabhupada while I was shaving my head.
Просто трябва да си вземеш един MP3 плеер и да слушаш лекции. Как днес аз си обръснах главата и докато го правих, слушах една много хубава лекция на Шрила Прабхупада.
Are you doing your work in the greenhouse? You can hear Prabhupada or your Guru Maharaj or other advanced devotees. You can hear their lectures while you're doing your work.
Докато си вършите работата, просто можете да слушате лекции на Шрила Прабхупада и други напреднали отдавна.
I know, I remember when I was the head cook in our Houston temple, I had no time to read. I was working so hard, I couldn't believe it. My 24 hours a day was completely engaged in service. I didn't even have time to walk out of the temple building. I was just totally in the temple the whole time. All the devotees went on book distribution. Except for me. I had to offer all the artis, cook all the prasadam, I had to do everything. I had to answer the phone, answer the door, offer the arti, cook the offering, cook the deity sweets, wash the dishes, everything I had to do, the whole temple. There's one thing that saved me. I had a cassette player. And all I had was one cassette of one lecture of Prabhupada. So for a whole year I heard that one lecture over and over again. And I tell you, I never got tired of that lecture. Every time I heard that lecture, it got sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And I remember Prabhupada said, he said to always be engaged in studying and always be engaged in doing service. So how can you always be studying if you're always doing service? But Prabhupada ordered to do both simultaneously. So how do you do that? How do you study while you're doing service? Or how do you do service while you're studying? Our founder Acharya has ordered us to study 24 hours and to serve 24 hours. So how will we carry out his order?
Как може да изпълним заповедите?
When you take a chemistry course,
ако имате курс по химия,
there are two parts to the course.
Този курс има две части.
There's the lecture there's the lecture section where you study the chemical formulas.
Има тази част с теорията, където изучавате химическите формули.
And there is the laboratory section where you put the formulas to work.
Има лабораторния отдел, където прилагате тези формули.
In the lecture you hear that H2O equals water.
В една лекция може да чуете, че H2O е вода.
And in a laboratory you do it. You combine two parts of hydrogen with one part of oxygen and you get water.
Лабораторията го прави, го осъществявате. Комбинирате два атома водород с един, два атома кислород с един, два атома водород с един кислород и се получава и става вода.
So the practical application is actually part of your studies.
Така че практическото приложение всъщност е част от вашето обучение, вашето учене.
You're putting your studies into practical application and seeing how the philosophy is true.
Вие прилагате практически това, което сте учили, и виждате как тази философия е истина.
So the point is, while you're engaged in practical service, you should be in a studious, introspective state of mind.
И въпросът е, като прилагате,
you should be studying yourself and how you relate with Krishna. You should see that now I'm engaged in doing service for Krishna. Now what am I experiencing? Well, you should be observing yourself as a, just like in a psychological experiment.
Наблюдавате себе си какво изживявате, както в един психологически експеримент.
They put two monkeys in two different cages.
Те сложили две маймони в две различни клетки.
And they give one yellow bananas.
Едната й дали жълти банани.
And they give the other one green bananas.
А другата зелени.
And they study the difference.
Изучавали.
What happens to a monkey who eats green bananas and what happens to a monkey that eats yellow banana? So you're doing an experiment on yourself. You're engaging yourself in Krishna consciousness. Just as a psychologist studies the monkey. You should be how the bananas affect him. You should be studying your own consciousness, observing your own consciousness and see how it is being affected by the Maha Mantra. How it is being affected by cutting vegetables. For Krishna. How it is being affected by washing pots for Krishna. How it is being affected by singing and dancing for Krishna. How it is being affected by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master. How it is being affected by traveling to Sofia to live at the temple for a few days. The point is, just as the scriptures are something worthy of study, the practical application of Krishna consciousness can also be studied. Observed and pondered with deep thoughtfulness. And I've had a very good experience lately. Whenever I go back to our home base in Austin, I make a concerted effort to study the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. I make a strong effort to study the verses of the Bhagavad Gita. Now, I'm very busy in the morning doing different services for Radha Damodar. And then during the day, I'm very busy answering emails the whole day and writing my e-course. So I only have 10 minutes for studying. But I study for those 10 minutes with great intensity. 10 minutes is all I spend every day on studying, right now. But I'm memorizing and refreshing my memory of so many shlokas. In 10 minutes I can cover a whole chapter, the key verses of an entire chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So one day I can do chapter 7. Another day, another chapter. In this way, just by 10 minutes of intense studying, I can do something, I can learn so many things, learn so many verses. So it's not that you have to, and then while I'm doing the service, I can recite the verses that I just memorized. If you will spend 10 minutes every morning before you start working in the greenhouse, learn one verse. Write it down a little index card. Put it in your pocket. And then the whole day you just keep reciting that verse again and again. Make a list of all the key verses in the Bhagavad Gita you want to learn. If you don't know which ones, I'll email you a list of all the key verses in the Bhagavad Gita that you should learn. And make that your project. One verse a day will keep Maya away. And then you can, while you're doing your work, you can be chanting the verses, you know. Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prichchamitvang dharma samudda cheta yachreyan shanishchitang bruhitang metrishyashtehang shadimang tvang prapanam, you know. In this way, you know. Natvevaham jatunasang. This way you can just learn so many verses. Make a little. What I did was I just took a little index card years ago, back in 1984. I just took an index card and put down all the verse numbers that I wanted to learn from the Bhagavad Gita. Then you just look at that and you go down your list and you look in the book, you drill it until you get it, and then you have. It's not difficult. You just have to be. You just have to do it every day for at least 10 minutes. Anybody can spare 10 minutes a day. I don't care how busy they are. Anybody, do it early in the morning before you get in the mode of passion. Anybody can spare 10 minutes a day if they want to. Get up 10 minutes early every morning, that's all. And drill those verses, and then you'll have them in your head. When you're driving down the street, you can be chanting verses, you know. You know, Matak Sravang, in this way, you know. What is that? You can, so many verses you can be chanting. Sarva Dharman Paritya Jaja. So many verses are there. Jagashishtashanashanto much. So many nice verses you can chant. Any other questions? Yeah.
Usually when I meet my relatives and friends from my current life, they all the time talk that, you know, this Krishna consciousness is not enough, that one should become graduate in the university, so why don't you go to university and take course in the university? You have so big potential, this Krishna consciousness is not enough for you, you must learn, you must study in university. So they are talking all the time like this. And maybe this their only advice they give me all the time is you should study in the university. But I don't want to study in the university, and I would never study. And I would never to lose 5 years in my life just in secular university. So what should I tell them, these people?
Tell them I have achieved a knowledge which is more advanced than the greatest PhDs. I have already achieved a knowledge which is higher than any PhD has achieved. And then you quote this verse. Tad raja vidya raja guyam pavitram idam uttamam shikshavagamam dharnyam shushukam gadamam yam. You have to say it with complete confidence and conviction. I have already become learned in the highest knowledge. Would you ask a PhD to come and study in the first grade? Why should I come down to some elementary level knowledge? When I have already achieved the supreme knowledge. If you like, I will enlighten you in the supreme knowledge. I didn't graduate from the university. I walked away from it. I said, this is irrelevant. This is meaningless garbage. I gave it up. I was making good grades in the university. But it was, of course, I'm not saying, I have many students now, I'm not telling them to drop out, because there's practical for earning livelihood. Prabhupada often told his disciples who were attending the university to finish their degree.
Prabhupada винаги е казвал на учениците си, които посещават университета, да си завършат.
But I do not know of any instance when he told someone who is not in the university to go to college. My godbrother, Ravina Sarup Prabhu, he was studying for a PhD. All the devotees told him he should drop out. But Prabhupada told him to go ahead and get his PhD. So when in doubt, ask your guru. He's your authority in this regard. But as a general rule, those who are already engaged in study, let them finish nicely.
Следваш, просто си го завърши добре.
But those who are not so engaged, there's no necessity. Questions more? Yeah.
An army of quadrillion people. Because I cannot imagine the Earth population. Even.
Where is that army of quadrillion?
Where? It's in the previous ages.
The quadrillion is a very big number.
It's made mention that.
See, a billion is 1,000 million.
Yes. But it's true, I remember also.
And a trillion is 1,000 billions. And a quadrillion is 1,000 trillion. So what is that? A million millions?
Million.
Who is a good mathematician? Who's a college graduate here?
Million billions.
Quadrillion, let's see.
1 million billions.
Million is means there's not... Actually, a million is only six measly zeros, isn't it? So, actually...
15 zeros.
Huh?
15 zeros.
It's 15 zeros. That's even more than a million millions. It's a very big number. So you have a hard time thinking of quadrillion people? But quadrillion is nothing compared to infinity. There's an infinite number of jivas in this material world. Did you know that? Infinite. So what's a quadrillion compared to infinity? It's just, it's nothing. So what's the difficulty, quadrillion warriors, if there's an infinite number of jivas? They can easily pull out a quadrillion from infinity. Just like taking a mustard seed out of a bag of mustard seeds. What is your quadrillion? It's nothing. Practically nothing. Questions more? So everyone is now satisfied. All doubts have been erased. Now you've, yes.
Щастие на всяка крачка, просто удовлетвореност на всяка крачка. Но всеки приема даден понякога има трудни, много трудни моменти и просто това настроение е много трудно да бъде запазено понякога.
In the lecture in the morning it was said that Krishna consciousness is satisfaction at every step.
Yes.
But susukam. But every one of us has some difficult moments where this mood is very difficult to keep.
Yes, that's right. That's confirmed by this purport. I was saying this morning that Krishna consciousness is susukam, it's simply recreation. But the point is being made that all of us have our difficult moments. So why would it be difficult if it's full of bliss? It's simply recreation. And that is answered by this sentence here, where Prabhupada said it's difficult, therefore we have to approach the spiritual master. So the point is, I'm going to. Yeah. Go ahead.
Каза се наистина, че Кришна съзнание е просто като някакво, като почивка, като някакво безкрайно щастие.
The point is, it's only difficult when we leave the shelter of Guru's lotus feet. If we forget our spiritual master, then it becomes very difficult. The injunction that we sing every morning is, you should always remember your spiritual master. That's what we sing every morning. So if you forget your guru, then it becomes very difficult. That's a fact. And if you always remember the spiritual master, then it is indeed susukam. So always remember your spiritual master. Never forget the spiritual master. Any further question? Yeah.
Категорично, нали, под форма на някакъв егоцентризъм. Това правилно ли? И какво ще кажете по този въпрос?
Well, I can very often distribute flowers, very, very many flowers from up to the thousand people. But I have twice being refused when I asked in the temple that they give me some gallon to distribute it to people. And what can you say about that? They have refused. This is right when I asked for some flowers to distribute it, not for myself, or what it is.
I don't understand.
Saying that he distributes flowers seldom.
Mm-hmm.
He sells for his livelihood, but he asks the temple to give some flowers to distribute.
Some garlands.
Offer flowers.
Some garlands, Mahab.
This you have too. This is not a philosophical question. This you have to meet with the temple management. It is a managerial question, not a philosophical question. Are there any other questions? All right, we'll stop here. Oh, here's a question. What does it mean to remember the spiritual master? And there are two forms of Shri Guru. There is Vapu and Vani. Either one of them, you can remember either one. You can remember the spiritual master, some of his pastimes. You can remember his smiling face. You can remember his divine chastisement. But the most potent form of remembering the spiritual master is to meditate on the instructions that you've received from him. To always hold those orders in your heart as your most dear possession. To always worship on the orders you have received with your spiritual master, the orders you have received from your spiritual master. You keep your mind focused on those orders and do not allow yourself to be distracted by anything else.
Концентрирай ума си, дръж ума си върху тези заповеди и не позволяй никога да бъдеш отклонен от каквото и от нищо друго.
That is first class Guru Smaranam.
Това е първа класа Guru Smaranam.
To always remember the siksha, the instructions of the spiritual master.
Винаги да помниш наставленията на духовния учител.
Whatever order Guru Maharaj has given me,
каквато и заповед да ми е дал духовния ми учител, моя Гуру Махарадж,
I accept that order as my very life and soul.
Аз приемам тази заповед като свой живот и душа.
Such a person will always be ecstatic.
Такава личност винаги ще бъде в екстаз.
He will never be in anxiety or disturbed.
Да бъде притеснена и
разтревожена. Questions more?
Още въпроси?
Yeah. How? Or?
How can one become?
Yes. The way to become expert in giving lectures is to follow the pathway of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. If you follow the Prabhupada Patta, you will become the most expert speaker. Do you know what is the Prabhupada Tattva? You simply have to hear very nicely. Prabhupada explained when he was attending the Vrindavan Parikrama, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati was preaching every night. But Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he would speak in very, very erudite English. The materialistic Deminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is ever inviting the fallen conditioned souls to us. In this way he would speak. Just you to hear, follow his lecture, you have to have an unabridged dictionary there, looking up the words. So, in Vrindavan, you know, they have night, just like here in Sofia, there is nightlife. The bars, the brothels, so many nightlife, you know. Cinema. So, in Vrindavan, they have nightlife. Do you know what is the nightlife in Vrindavan? They go for darshan to the temple. So one evening, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he is giving lecture on Krishna consciousness. And almost all of the disciples, where did they go? Did they sit at Guru Maharaj's lotus feet to hear Krishna Katha?
ли те в лотосовите нозе на Гуру Махарадж да слушат Кришна Ката?
No, they went for darshan.
Те отишли на даршан.
Practically no one attended the lecture.
Практически никой не посетил лекцията.
Only a small handful of devotees stayed here to hear the lecture of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But there was one member in the audience, he was not initiated devotee. He was not a disciple. Do you know what was his name? Abhay Charan Day. A young businessman from Allahabad. He was sitting there and he said, I would understand, or I would not understand, but I would simply go on hearing. He was very, very eager to hear every word coming out of Guru Maharaj's mouth. And then shortly after that, the devotees, and just like in ISKCON, you have to be recommended by the temple president to get initiated. So the local leaders in
Allahabad,
they recommended to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, we would like to recommend this one young man, Abhay Charan Day, to get Diksha. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, yes, this boy hears very nicely. Yes, I will initiate him because he hears very nicely. So Prabhupada said, because I heard nicely, now I can speak nicely. So it is very, the Prabhupada pathway is very simple. You can become the most expert preacher of Bhagavad philosophy. You will be empowered to defeat even the most erudite scholar. All you have to do is hear very nicely. And the full Shakti of Krishna will come to you. Are there any more questions? All right, we'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.